Like lemmings in business suits, industry associations in state capitals across the country have signed up to pay more than they need to in air pollution fees, while utilities pay less. It makes no sense. Or does it? Under the Clean Air Act, businesses which emit certain air pollutants have to cover the costs of operating their state permit programs. Each state must raise their money by assessing these businesses, but they can do it according to any formula they choose. Since these pollutants contribute to smog, respiratory diseases, and premature death in heart patients, it would make environmental and fiscal sense to tie the fees to the pollution each business causes. We call this the polluter pay principle. Polluter pay means that people who pollute pay the actual costs of their damages. The idea is that this will be an incentive to stop polluting. But while businesses say they're committed to market-based principles, mention polluter pay and they fight it tooth and nail. Why? Polluter pay is simply another market-based principle. Yet in the Great Lakes states, only Minnesota uses this approach. Right now in Michigan, the air permit fee system is up for renewal, and as in so many other states, trade associations are agreeing to put a cap on the costs of the biggest polluters, mostly coal-burning utilities. This will again shift costs from utilities' bottom lines to bottom lines of other businesses. It'll also eliminate incentives to cut costs by cutting emissions. Of course, it's possible that if the utilities paid their fair share, they might pass these costs on to their customers. But with increased competition in electricity markets, this isn't likely. So why are other businesses willing to take on millions of unnecessary dollars to pay for utilities pollution? Maybe it's that businesses would rather pay extra to avoid endorsing any proposal that's based on a polluter pay, a market-based principle.